You know, in revival history, a lot of times we look at, revival and we say there was an outpouring of the Spirit. Or there, God poured out His wine. Jesus said, wine needs wineskins. When God pours out new wine, what kind of wineskins does Jesus say new wine needs? New wineskins. What happens if you try to take new wine, a new move of God? I'm taking a little liberty with the application here, but I believe it's valid. What happens if you try to take a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit and try to fit it into old wineskins? Okay, so it hurts the old wineskins. And what happens to the wine? It just spills everywhere. If you look through missions history, almost every time there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it was almost always accompanied by new forms and models of the church. John Wesley, circuit riding, coal miners, workers, they're not going into the Anglican churches. What does he do? He goes out to the coal mines. He goes out to the fields. He goes out to the places where people do life together, and he preaches the gospel there, demonstrates the kingdom, prayer, manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Then what does he do? There's been wine poured out, and then he forms them into these little groups that they started calling them Methodists, because he said there's actually a method that you can learn to follow Jesus with another group of close friends and become more like Jesus. Wine was being put into a wineskin. The greatest criticisms leveled at John Wesley in his day were this. One, why are you preaching outside of a pulpit? If you want to preach, why don't you go into the church? God is leveling and laying out an anointing on this generation to go preach the gospel to the equivalent of the coal mines of our day. The people that won't step foot into a church. And I want to ask you, do you want to use your anointing and your calling to preach the gospel to bring it into the old wineskin? Some of you may be called to do that. But others of you are called to go where the lost are, who aren't going to the dark and the door of the equivalent of the church of our day. The second criticism leveled at John Wesley was, why aren't you bringing them into the Anglican church? Anytime, or I shouldn't say every time because I don't know, but many times in revival history and missions history that I've studied, when there is lasting transformation in a culture and God pours out His Spirit, it's accompanied by new wineskins. The thing that happens is that when we're going through a paradigm shift and God is changing our understanding, we don't want to dishonor the past. We want to honor spiritual fathers. We want to honor those who have gone before us. But we want to say, God, what is the wineskin? I'm not after a wineskin. I'm after the wine of God. But wine without wineskins gets dumped out and spills on everybody, but then it doesn't do any good. What is a wineskin for our generation to travel and preach the gospel to campuses, to the inner cities of our nation, and to unreached people groups that can take the wine of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, demonstrate the kingdom, and then create a simple wineskin that it can reproduce and multiply? I will submit to you that one of those wineskins that God is using are what we call the formation of simple church groups. You had a little teeny taste of one this morning. Now, that wasn't like everything. That was just like trying it. Oh, my gosh, can we actually go gather together? And that actually could be a start of a church. It may not last forever. It may not grow into a building or a big congregation. But we're actually going to experience Jesus together anywhere we are.